Assalamu alaikum.
So the Prophet is telling us, alayhi salatu wasalam, here that this contract of allegiance cannot be sold and cannot be given as a gift. It is exactly like kinship. So I have a brother, for example, my sibling. I cannot go to the brother here and tell him, listen, my sibling is very rich, and when he dies, I will inherit from him so and so. So I'll give you a discount, 50% of what he, give it to me now, and when he dies, you take his, my inheritance from him. Is this allowed? You cannot sell your kinship. You cannot sell your name. Likewise with allegiance, with al-wala. If you freed someone, you cannot go to the people, now I freed this slave of mine. Let's assume his name is Ahmed. I freed him, and now he's a free man. His allegiance is to me. I'm his master previously. And mashallah, within 5 years, Ahmed became one of the city's top millionaires, meaning that if he dies, I will inherit. Can I go to the people and say, listen, who wants to buy this allegiance of Ahmed? I'm willing to sell it for him? No. Prophet says this is not for sale, and it's not even for giving as a gift. So I cannot go to anyone and say, take my allegiance, becomes yours. No, it is something so close like kinship that cannot be sold and cannot be given away. So do we have any questions? Yes, brother.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Who inherits? He inherits a property, and if in the property there is a car, now he has bankrupt, so can he sell the car, the inheritance, so that he can live?
Okay. Anything that you possess and it's yours, you can sell it. So if you inherited something, who is it for? Who does it belong to now? It belongs to me. I can sell it. If someone gives me a gift, I can sell it. If I work and I'm paid for my work, I can do whatever I want. So the question would be, can I sell anything that I possess? And the answer is yes. Whether my ownership resulted from being given a gift or through inheritance or through any other means. So if you need to sell the car, you're more than welcome to sell the cars. Also, and a lot of the time we get the same question is, our father died leaving a property, a house, and we live in the house. So we did not divide the inheritance. Siblings get this, the wife gets that, etc. Is this permissible or not? As long as they agree not to sell it, they can keep it. But each one's share is preserved. So if we are three brothers, two sisters, and a mother, our father died. So our inheritance is known. Mother gets 1/8, the brothers and the sisters share the remaining for the brother twice, for the male, twice the female. If one of the sisters dies and the house is still intact, not sold, this doesn't mean that, oh, now we're richer. If she has a husband and offspring, they still have the right to take her inheritance. If they don't want to sell the house, leave it, no problem. But if they demand, we want our deceased inheritance, then it is the responsibility of the remaining heirs whether to give them in cash or to sell the house and then distribute it accordingly. More questions?
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
My question is that if someone has not intended to kill the person, like the accident, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that it's to pay the blood money or the kafara, so why not entitled to take from the inheritance?
The killing is divided into three types. Intentional manslaughter, semi-intentional manslaughter, and killing by mistake. The first type is when you take a gun and shoot somebody. This is manslaughter, intentional. The second type is when you do not take a gun, but you hit him with a stick, which usually does not kill. Or you punch him in the chest, which usually does not kill him, but he dies. So this is semi. The third one is accidental killing, which is not intended at all. example, in my balcony, and I'm looking down, I felt dizzy, I fell. And I fell on a man, he died. So this is unintentional. I'm driving a car, and all of a sudden, someone crosses the road, and I hit him and I kill him. Unintentional. All of these scholars say that you would not be inheriting from that person if he's related to you. So if you do this to a father, to a son, or a brother, or someone you inherit, you are deprived from inheriting, but you have to pay the kafara only in the wrong killing or accidental killing, because this is something that you feel sorry and bad about. When you kill someone, you feel bad about it. So Allah Azza wa Jalla is giving this as a form of repentance. You feel good. If you fast 2 months, you feel relaxed. I did something, alhamdulillah. Of course, accidental killing is not always like this, because sometimes if a person is driving exactly in accordance to the speed limit, he's very careful, he's very aware, but someone intentionally commits suicide by throwing himself in front of you, like in the case of a train driver. He's driving train on a track, nobody comes in front of him. Someone wants to commit suicide and throws himself in front. Do I make kafara? The answer is no, because this is nothing of your own doing. This is the doing of that person who did this wrong.
Sheikh, there is a couple. Okay, so they don't have any offspring. So what they do, they adopt son. Okay, and now that son has again children, means the grandson. So what will be the inheritance, you know? Okay. Will he get the name, or will the grandchildren get the name?
Adoption in Islam is completely prohibited, as mentioned in Surah Al-Ahzab. Adoption, which is prohibited, is the type that you take a child, you give him your name, and he becomes as if he's your offspring. He's mahram to your daughters, to your wife, to your aunts, and so on. This is prohibited in Islam. This was founded at the beginning, before the Islam era. It was there. Also in Islam, it was there. The Prophet ﷺ adopted one of the companions. His name is Zayd ibn Haritha. He was given as a slave to Khadija by Hakim ibn Hizam, if I'm not mistaken. May Allah be pleased with them. And Khadija gave him to the Prophet ﷺ, and the Prophet freed him and said, this is Zayd ibn Muhammad. And when he grew old, he gave him his cousin, Zainab bin Jahsh, may Allah be pleased with her, as a wife. She's from Quraysh and he's a slave. Yet he married them together. Then Allah revealed the ayat in Surah Al-Ahzab forbidding calling people except to their parents and prohibiting adoption. So in this sense, yes, adoption is not permissible. However, we have an alternative, which is known as kafalatul yateem, meaning that supporting an orphan. In Islam, it is highly recommended to support and take an orphan in and consider him as part of the family, but he's not part of the family. So he does not inherit. He does have issues with mahram if he's not suckled below the age of 2 years from someone of your mahram. He's a stranger to your wife, to your sisters, to your daughters, etc. But he's to be raised as part of the family, keeping hijab issues well protected. And he may not inherit. He may not carry your name at all. So what to do? You have the right to give him portion in the will. You remember, one third or less. And this is, alhamdulillah, found one can be kind others through that means. So I hope this answers your question. Yes, brother.
If a master dies, can a legal heir of a died slave, a slave died and also master died? So can a legal heir of a master share the wealth of this dead slave?
Yes, because this is part of the heritage or the inheritance. The question is rephrased in a better way as such. A master freed his slave. So now the allegiance of the slave is to the freed slave, to his master. Now the master dies and he has sons. The allegiance is still there the sons dies and they have grandsons. The allegiance is still there. When the free slaves dies and he has no one to inherit him, these grandsons of the master would inherit him, but not the other way around. So I hope this clarifies it. We conclude our session for today. Until we meet you next time, fi amanillah, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.